I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Human relationships begin in so many ways, some remarkably unpredictable. There's the chance encounter with another art museum patron, the blind date arranged by your sister, or the knowing glance exchanged with a stranger standing across the room at a dinner party. Some of those connections are fleeting. Some morph into lasting relationships. As the Russian novelist Dostoevsky wrote in Crime and Punishment, there are chance meetings with strangers that interest us from the first moment, before a word is spoken. As this week's essayist Leslie Felker notes, sometimes the simplest of gestures can be the meaningful spark between human beings.
As a young girl of six, I remember taking a public bus ride with my mother and being greeted by a wide smile from a girl my age I didn't know. Thrilled by her kindness and not wanting to be rude, I determined to smile back at her as long as she smiled at me. By the end of the 10-minute bus ride, I had to hold my sore cheeks in place with my fingers to keep smiling. I came away from that trip with a growing awareness of the power held in an intentional smile. To me, kids are the most generous smilers, typically scanning faces and initiating the exchange without a shred of self-consciousness. Often, the most heartfelt smilers are the elderly, taking time for eye contact and a hello. I'm always uplifted by the randomness of such interactions, encouraged that if I slow down and take the time to acknowledge someone with a smile, I reaffirm our common humanity and our innate need for one another. There are warm, sunny days when it's pretty easy to elicit a smile from someone, but it's those gray, drizzly winter mornings where getting a return smile out of a harried grocery store shopper or a sleepy adolescent is an accomplishment that motivates me to keep smiling the rest of the day. Even the unreturned smile is worth the risk. I never know the impact it may have later. I believe in the power of a smile. In this digital age, with less face-to-face interaction, a smile is a way for me to reach out and connect with strangers and friends alike. Exchange smiles are imprints on each other, invitations into someone else's world, be it momentary or more lasting. My husband said one of the first things he noticed about me 23 years ago was my smile. It encouraged him to get up the nerve to talk to me. In my current role, assisting in English as a second language classrooms, I consistently see smiles bridging language barriers and uniting people of varied cultures and backgrounds in ways beyond words. Whether a smile is met with openness, suspicion, or indifference, the possibility of connection exists. I encourage you to hold your own experiment this week and give intentional smiling a try. Like the saying goes, keep smiling. It makes people wonder what you've been up to.
A mother of three, Leslie Felker relocated to North Kingstown, Rhode Island from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 5 years ago. She currently writes and tutors students in English through Dorcas International Institute of Rhode Island. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.